Cowan, you left it late.
Yeah. I don't think a performance that we'll reflect back on overly positively, but a result that we certainly will, particularly in cup competitions. We went out the FA Cup where I felt a little bit hard done by. And I think Lancaster can certainly feel hard done by, because I thought they were the better team over 90 minutes. They were really gracious at full time. They were a credit. Really good away following. I think a couple of clubs in our league could sort of take a leaf out of their book, because they've got a lot of clubs in their area to take a bigger following now. But just got to be delighted we've gone through in the competition. That was the target at 3 o'clock. And at 5 o'clock, you've got to reflect with real pleasure that we've gone through. We're in the hat on Monday. And as you say, certainly left it late.
And, I mean, it's goals that count. And you couldn't have a better sniffer than Kurt Willoughby, could you? Two excellently taken goals. They were beautifully taken.
Yeah, and I think the key bit is we didn't create loads. Not just in the first half, but we improved in the second half, but just probably got in better areas in the first half and made bad decisions. I think we've had four shots from over 30 yards in the space of probably a 10-minute period. The first goal is their goal kick. Liam Edwards wins it really well. Charlie Caton, I thought, was terrific when he came on. Turned it around the corner. And Kurt, that's what he is the best at this level of football. So you do make your own luck. As much as that'll feel like a bit of a robbery, that is, if you do the right things the way the players have since the 1st of July up to this point, when times are like that and you're not playing well, then you get the winner. And I thought, look, everyone deserves that. Everyone around the football club deserves that.
Tyra was outstanding as well.
Yeah, we should just have a loop of when you asked me that the other six times. He's outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. Thought, like I say, Kurt done brilliantly in that box to sniff out two moments. And then, like I said, real quality. But Harry has made a string of saves. On the balance of the game, we should have gone out of the competition. But it isn't always about that. Sometimes it's about sheer guts, determination. And Harry Tyra is an excellent, excellent goalkeeper. And I'm glad I was saying it. Then there were more people saying it. And now I think it's a universal held view that we've done really well to get him. And look, he's more than made that shirt his own.
As you said, credit where credit's due. I mean, they must be kicking themselves on the way home tonight. Because, I mean, to be fair to them, they were outstanding, weren't they?
I said it full time to their manager. I said it's not one of those patronising where the opposition manager goes, oh, hard lines. I thought they were better over the balance of play. That doesn't always mean you deserve to win the game, but they've had more chances, better chances.
Woodwork twice.
Yeah, they've deserved something out of it on that stuff. But like I say, our guts and commitment to stay in the game and give everyone a brilliant moment. And you know what? I've learned this. I say it's been a tough week. It's a tiring week. It's a demanding week. This is very, very difficult. We played 18 games in the division. Last season, that was Boxing Day. So we're a month ahead in terms of the games being crammed in. We've had our five FA Cup games. You can see how demanding this is. When you get moments like that at full time, you've got to enjoy it. I'm really, really clear about it. Everyone around the football club deserves it. We're going on a bit of a journey. I don't just mean in this competition. I mean, across the board, we've really embarked on something that I believe we can create something and then succeed around the club together. You see that on the pitch, you'll see that off the pitch. The entire crowd, I mean, the crowd for an FA Trophy game was terrific this early in the competition. No one will make more mistakes than me. No one. Perhaps, I don't know, maybe the team we've picked, maybe the first half. I'm the first. I'll point fingers at me, but honestly, I will make mistakes. Everyone around the club, the team will make mistakes. The togetherness around the football club, I am just desperate, honestly, whether, don't always get it right, don't always say the right thing, but for the club to have moments like that in the 91st minute. And if we keep working as hard as we are, we will improve. But even when we're not quite at the races, we can have moments like that. And that is, everyone deserves that. Players, staff, supporters, everyone associated with the club.
As an old manager of mine used to say, it's in the book. Another victory and the unbeaten run continues.
Yeah, it's one defeat in 90 minutes in 20. And I reflect of, like I say, embarking on what we're embarking on and going, okay, and it's hard and it's demanding. And like I say, I will repeat that. No one will make more mistakes than me, but I really believe in the trajectory we can go in. I really believe in the group of players. I think the group of players believe in themselves and each other. I think there's a togetherness, a bond that has been forged, and that is creeping into the way they are with the supporters and the way they are around the club. That long may that continue, that unbeaten run, that those statistics that you talk about. Genuinely just said it and like, wow, quite proud of that. Because I know how challenging it is and I know how hard everyone's working to make us better, even though it didn't look like that on the pitch today. But I do know where we can go. I've said it a couple of times, and I think people can see that there'll be bumps in terms of performances, bumps in terms of results. But it isn't because I'm from Chester or Colin Woodthorpe is a Chester man. Mike Alcott, the academy manager, unbelievable. How committed they are and what they're like around the people. Luke Davis return, come back to the club with us. It isn't that. It's because that's what we believe in as a staff. It'd be the same in other roles. You've seen that. This is what we try and create, a togetherness of we're Chester, all of us, players, the team, the supporters, everyone. We can get where we want to get to. It won't always be perfect. It really wasn't today. But wow, we've gone through in the FA Trophy.
Do you know the thing that I suppose is encapsulates the game to me? There were individual mistakes. Of course there are individual mistakes. But it was a never-say-die attitude. That's the thing that got me. And I thought, this team is not beaten.
Yeah, that'll be us. We've 7 days ago, sitting downstairs after the late goal from Leamington, and we've got a point. You try and move on, pick yourselves up. Tough week, playing the Cheshire Cup on Tuesday. It's relentless. But there is a commitment, and that is the individuals. That isn't a football thing. That is the players involved. We've recruited the right people, and they dig in. They stay in the game. When our quality abandoned us in terms of passing the ball today, we had to go a little bit bigger.
And it did. But you never say die. That's the thing that stuck.
And that, look, we're going to need that all season because late goals have gone against us. I've really felt that at times, haven't I, standing up here? When something goes for you from your sheer, you know what, guts. Guts, determination, commitment. I couldn't be happier for the players that I love them. I really, honestly, I feel really proud of this group as people getting to work with them. And days like today, the supporters deserve this kind of team. They really do. That never say die attitude shouldn't be a shock. And I think it isn't becoming a shock. I think people believed, hang on, we might nick it here even without playing well. And that is such a good position to be in. So delighted for all those people that want to have a team like this. Honestly, they deserve it. But the players deserve massive, massive plaudits for, yes, what they've done today in terms of guts, but they've worked hard enough to have a little bit of good luck. And after the Oldham situation, you think, yeah, maybe it does level out over the season. Maybe I believe in that old adage a little bit more today.
Callum, thanks for talking to us.
Brilliant. Cheers, man.